Greetings all, this is Chris Moore and it's Wednesday and you're listening to God Pod. Believe it or not, it's been 6 weeks since our last broadcast. Wow, how time flies. Since that time we've been halfway around the world and back. We had a great time in Malaysia on the island of Borneo. My wife and I went to visit her family and witness the marriage of her daughter. It is an arduous trip taking up to 32 hours of travel time, 24 of which are spent in the air. It's a trip we happily endure to get to one of God's most beautiful places. Some folks have a hard time, though, especially if there are delays in flight time. Such was the case on our last flight toward home here in the U.S. We were sitting in a regional jet on a runway in New York, waiting for departure. After having waited for 10 minutes, the pilot informed us there would be at least another 30-minute delay. There were unfavorable conditions between us and our destination. The gentleman across the aisle let out a disapproving groan, loudly. I tried to engage him in conversation, but he was not in the mood. He was upset about waiting. There was an off-duty pilot sitting behind me, so I asked him if there was another possible reason for our delay, something the pilot didn't want to mention. He told me his best guess was heavy air traffic in that area, so we would need a new route. It was at that moment that God assured me that our best interest was in His hands. We don't always know what lies ahead, but God does. Perhaps this slight delay was saving our lives somehow. I felt I should share that insight with the gentleman across the aisle. He listened to what I had to say, but still insisted he just wanted to get going, as he was on vacation. Just 10 more minutes had passed, and we were on our way, 20 minutes shy of the 30 we had expected. We don't know what lies ahead in our daily lives, either. We must trust God when there is an unforeseen delay. He may just be saving our lives. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct thy paths." Matthew 6:10 says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." May God richly bless you all. Hang in there. Sunday is coming.